This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. It is the longest commercial airplane flight ever. Singapore Airlines has launched a nonstop from New York to Singapore, more than 18 hours of recycled air, airline food, and that youngster behind you who keeps kicking your seat. Reporter and independent producer Benjamin Walker took the trip, and he has this report.
As soon as the plane cleared the runway and the lights of New York receded beneath us, I took out my mini-disc recorder and began talking to my fellow passengers. Many of them turned out to be very well-traveled.
I have about 12 million miles in frequent flyer points. Probably do 500,000 miles a year in actual flying. Not with bonuses, but actual flyings.
I've got over 1 million miles on this airline.
Really?
I do. I've got over 1 million on United Airlines, 1 million on here. So I fly a lot.
Many of these aviation buffs actually adjusted their schedules to be on this historic flight.
For those of us who travel a lot, I think this is a huge deal. Well, first of all, it's the longest flight and mileage covered,
which is 9,631 miles.
And that number's important because,
take it from someone who does it a lot, the time it takes every day is different. The miles never change. Every day, it's a different amount of time.
That's Eric. He's probably the most fanatical of all the frequent flyers I met. And of course, I ended up sitting right next to him. Lucky for me, Eric didn't mind that I was a total dunce when it came to the ins and outs of air travel. He told me everything I needed to know about flying, like what the correct temperature of an air cabin should be.
21 to 22 degrees.
He taught me a little game to play to make the time go faster.
Then when you get down to 5 hours, well, that's just like going New York to LA. So, you know, if you think of it that way, it's not so long.
But best of all, he made me feel really special.
Normally, I don't ever talk to anybody. I just get in, go to sleep, and wake up at the end and go on about my business.
This is actually why I wanted to take the world's longest flight. You see, I was curious to find out if people cooped up in a closed space for 18 hours would venture out of their shells, be more social. Singapore Airlines is certainly encouraging social interaction. They've built into the plane a lounge in the back where you can stretch your legs and, at least on flights heading out of the United States, congregate with the other passengers. About 8 hours into the flight, we flew over the North Pole, and in the lounge, I discovered a group of four people snapping pictures out the tiny window and having a grand old time.
I was hoping for a really huge pole.
Right?
A Vegas sign that says North Pole is here, and then there's a big X on the ground, you know.
Mike met Herman, Rob, and Isabel through a website, flyertalk.com. For months, they planned this flight in forums and chat rooms. For many of them, this was their first face-to-face meeting.
His nickname was CGK, and he knew me as Sailaway 75. That's all we knew about each other.
Most of these flyer nuts were sitting in the so-called executive economy section. The new Singapore Airlines Airbus 340-500 has fewer seats than usual in order to give passengers more elbow and reclining room. And according to the flyer talkers, the extra few inches really makes a difference. Isabel did want it to be known that Singapore Airlines could do more.
I would like to have an idea that, like, that the lady can have a massage, facial, manicure, pedicure, kill the time. That might be another idea.
Wow, that's too much, a floating spa?
All kidding aside, the floating spa is something a few airlines are considering. Personal in-flight services are what the airlines believe will lure people to take these long flights. And already, the entertainment's pretty advanced. On my flight, I had over 60 movies and 200 audio CDs on demand. But with all these personal in-flight services, who has time to socialize in the lounge with the other passengers?
Can I get you a glass of wine?
Yes, please.
One thing my fellow travelers failed to teach me about was the importance of keeping alcohol intake to a minimum on a long flight. And Belle, the amazing and beautiful flight attendant, didn't help matters either, with all her free-flowing complimentary Chateau Margaux.
Just for you.
From about hour 10 to hour 16, pretty much everyone on the plane slept. I staked out the bathroom by the lounge for a while with my shotgun microphone, but no one really wanted to socialize.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
And so I retired to my seat, ordered another bottle of wine, and turned on the movie machine. Three extremely bad movies later, the lights came back on and the flight crew started serving breakfast. Some of my fellow passengers stretched and yawned. Many looked quite rested. I didn't need a mirror to tell me that I looked like an insane person who'd been up for the past 16 hours drinking wine, mimosas, and Singapore slings. While there is an interesting social experience to be had on a halfway around the world flight, there's also a physical experience, one that should involve lots of sleep and lots of water. And to tell from the healthy glow of my fellow travelers, that's something every flight nut knows. For Day to Day, I'm Benjamin Walker.